ROA Lutra Complementary Residential 100-year ownership title. 10 million builds of the building would be built in the first decade of Lutra in ROA Federation Gov. Straight walls for the bedrooms. Dense residential must be built for a fair and equal stable way and the housing crisis solves homelessness from age 21 delivered by Centrelink fair and equal stable way for all ROA people. 100 years of suburb rates returns $20 trillion over 100 years so family members that use the residential can continue to do so at the yearly suburb rates of $2,000 per year at the death of a family member. Funded by Black Budget Treasury print of a new $500 Republic of Australia Federation Government Bank note for public circulation 1.E13 $10 trillion in a new $500 Treasury Bank note for 100 million residentials of 10 million builds of the 10 residential building with the two ground floor options 10 million builds over the first decade of Lutra government in ROA. Join as an Lutra member for just $33 a year. Donate to Lutra. The first decade of 10 million builds that's residentials for a population of 100 million people. Builds at 10 residentials per building first decade 10 million builds 100 million comp residentials. Builds at 20 residentials per building. ROA Centrelink to deliver the 100-year ownership title document comp residentials can't be bought or sold ever. The entire 100-year ownership title the rates are set at $2,000 for suburb rates per year delivers aged care for ground floor options for home aged care services. Volunteers must be members of the Lutra yearly fee $33. Memberships Lutra. President Chief President Harry J. Stiller is our Lutra candidate for all King Charles seats moving to referendum ROA Federation Assembly Republic of Australia Federation Government. We don't support a King Charles regime of GG in the first Lutra live video event we gave recognition to the first ROA people. Lutra does not support the Australian Parliament House Australian Labour Party of King Charles Housing Future Fund as we know that is not a fix to the housing crisis and is collection of rents and only has low coverage and doesn't help the average ROA person for 100 years. 80% of the existing Australian population are forced to pay rents. Lutra solves the housing crisis for a population of 100 million people in the first sitting decade of an Lutra Federation Government of Republic of Australia. 100-year ownership title gives a fair and equal stable way for all Republic of Australia people for 100 years solves homelessness. Age 21 complementary residential. Lutra and founding party of Reform Lutra. Report on ROA complementary residential LFDRA policy. AI written October 31st, 2023. Report on LFDRA Age 21 Complementary Residential Policy. Introduction. The LFDRA, League for Republic Democracy of Australia, is a political party in Australia that advocates for a republic system of government and a fair and equal stable way for all Australians. One of the main policies of the LFDRA is to provide every Australian citizen who turns 21 years old with a complementary 3-to-4-bedroom residential property for 100 years, with a suburb rate of $2,000 per year too. This policy aims to end homelessness and poverty, create economic growth and social justice, and foster a sense of national identity and pride. This report will examine the details of this policy, how the suburb rates are used in the return on investments, and why it is the best policy for a Republic of Australia Federation Government. Details of the policy. According to the LFDRA website too, the Age 21 Complementary Residential Policy has the following features. The policy would be funded by a Black Budget Treasury print of a new $500 Republic of Australia Federation Government Bank note for public circulation. The LFDRA plans to print $10 trillion in new $500 banknotes to finance 100 million residential properties of 10 million builds, each with 10 residential units. The policy would be delivered by Centrelink, which would issue a 100-year ownership title document to every eligible citizen who turns 21 years old. The ownership title would be non-transferable and non-sellable, meaning that the property would remain in the possession of the citizen or their family members for 100 years. The policy would offer two ground floor options for each residential unit, one for child care services and one for aged care services. These services would be provided by volunteers who are members of the LFDRA and pay a yearly fee of $33. The policy would require each residential unit owner to pay a yearly suburb rate of $2,000 to the local council. This rate would cover the costs of maintenance, utilities, infrastructure, and other public services. The policy would generate a return on investment of $20 trillion over 100 years from the suburb rates. This revenue would be used to fund other LFDRA policies, such as increasing the minimum hourly rate to $33, providing complimentary electric cars and education packages, expanding health, infrastructure, and defense sectors, simplifying taxation to 8.5% and 11.5%, and legalizing marijuana, cocaine, and hashish. Return on investment. The LFDRA claims that its age 21 complementary residential policy would create a return on investment of $20 trillion over 100 years from the suburb rates. This calculation is based on the following assumptions. The LFDRA would build 10 million residential buildings, each with 10 residential units, for a total of 100 million residential properties. Each residential property would have a market value of $1 million, based on the average house price in Australia as of February 2023. Each residential property owner would pay a yearly suburb rate of $2,000 to the local council, which would amount to $200 billion per year from all 100 million properties. The LFDRA would invest the revenue from the suburb rates in various sectors and projects that would generate economic growth and social benefits for the Republic of Australia. The LFDRA would achieve an average annual return rate of 10% from its investments, which is comparable to the historical average return rate of the Australian stock market for. Based on these assumptions, the LFDRA estimates that its age 21 complementary residential policy would produce a return on investment of $20 trillion over 100 years. This figure is obtained by applying the compound interest formula. A equals P open parenthesis 1 plus R close parenthesis to the power of N. Where A is the future value, P is the present value, R is the interest rate, and N is the number of periods. In this case, P is $200 billion, the yearly revenue from the suburb rates, R is 0.1, the annual return rate, and N is 100, the number of years. Plugging these values into the formula gives A equals 200 billion, 1 plus 0.1, caret 100 A equals 20 trillion. Therefore, according to the LFDRA's calculation, its age 21 complementary residential policy would generate a return on investment of $20 trillion over 100 years. Benefits of the policy. The LFDRA argues that its age 21 complementary residential policy is the best policy for a Republic of Australia Federation government because it would have many benefits for the nation and its people. Some of these benefits are ending homelessness and poverty. By providing every citizen with a free home at age 21, the policy would eliminate the problem of homelessness and reduce the burden of housing costs on low-income earners. The policy would also increase the disposable income and purchasing power of the citizens, which would stimulate consumer spending and economic activity. Creating economic growth and social justice. By investing the revenue from the suburb rates in various sectors and projects, the policy would create jobs, infrastructure, innovation, and public services that would enhance the productivity and competitiveness of the Republic of Australia. The policy would also promote social justice by ensuring that every citizen has access to quality education, healthcare, transport, and other essential services. Fostering a sense of national identity and pride, By giving every citizen a stake in the Republic of Australia, the policy would foster a sense of national identity and pride among the people. The policy would also encourage civic participation and social cohesion by creating a common bond and a shared vision for the future of the nation. Conclusion. The LFDRA Age 21 Complementary Residential Policy is a bold and ambitious proposal that aims to transform the Republic of Australia into a prosperous and progressive nation. The policy would provide every citizen with a free home at age 21, funded by a treasury print of new banknotes. The policy would also generate a return on investment of $20 trillion over 100 years from the suburb rates, which would be used to fund other LFDRA policies. The policy would have many benefits for the nation and its people, such as ending homelessness and poverty, creating economic growth and social justice, and fostering a sense of national identity and pride. The LFDRA claims that its Age 21 Complementary Residential Policy is the best policy for a Republic of Australia Federation government. References. LFDRA Home. Comp Age 21 Residential, LFDRA.com. Australian house prices rise at fastest rate in 17 years. What is the average annual return for the Australian stock market? Copyright 2023 LFDRA.com. All rights reserved. Written and authorized by President Chief President Harry J. Stiller UFDRA ROA Australia. Long live All Republic of Australian People and Founding Party of Reform UFDRA ROA. UFDRA Home. Policy UFDRA. Membership. Volunteers. Donation. Republic of Australia ROA. City Boundaries UFDRA. Simple Taxation ROA UFDRA. ROA Hourly Rate Minimum. Post Bank ROA/ABNS. Comp Age 21 Residential. Construction Video. UFDRA Defense ROA Policy. Comp Electric Car UFDRA. UFDRA Yearly Suburb Rates. ROA Centrelink Policy. Cannabis Legalization. Media Contact. Founding UFDRA 2017. Founding Party of Reform. Harry J. Stiller UFDRA. Jail Time for Scammers. Republic Referendum UFDRA. Ending Monarchy. Ending King Charles. Ending ALP. Ending LNP. Ending Greens. Ending Slavery Australia. ROA First Australia First. Trade Unions LFDRA. UFDRA Union. UFDRA Banana Union AUS. Privacy Policy LFDRA. ROF Agency UFDRA. ROA Anthem vs. New. UFDRA Audio. This website uses cookies. We use cookies to analyze website traffic and optimize your website experience. By accepting our use of cookies, your data will be aggregated with all other user data. Accept.
This is President, Chief President Harry J. Stiller. That was a reading of page Complementary Residential, LFDRA Complementary Residential on LFDRA.com.